Yes, David Trainer is here, the president of New Constructs, and he goes to places that, well, ordinary investors go there, but they're not looking out for trouble. David, he's looking out for you, trying to make sure that he's got things right, and he's going to do it here today. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone here on Money Life. And David Trainer is the president at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. What makes something dangerous? Well, typically, it's that if you look at it from the top down, it looks great. And then you dig in from the bottom up and you find out, no, it's not nearly so good as you think it is. Meanwhile, what makes something attractive? You dig in at the bottom. It's ugly at the top, but you dig in at the bottom and you come to a conclusion.
You are so good looking.
If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about all their Danger Zone picks. So if you want more information on anything you hear us discuss, you'll find it there. You'll also find their links to their most attractive and most dangerous lists and more. And then they're on Twitter at New Constructs. But right now, David Trainer is here. David, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Funky Pension Accounting.
Danger, danger.
Funky Pension Accounting. This is not funky like danceable funky. This is funky like strange, awkward, and otherwise problematic. This has been a problem in the financial world for decades. I mean, I remember when I was an intern at the Detroit Free Press in the 1980s, and we were looking at what they were doing with their pensions back then. You'd like to think today it shouldn't be such a big deal because so many companies have done away with their pensions. But according to you, it's still a big deal. So why and how does it play out?
Why now, right? I mean, what's the news story? I think part of the news story is that for the most part, over the last several years with the declining interest rates, it's been swimming with the current for people with pensions because your discount rate, which effectively, you know, determines how much your liability is, has been going down. Expected returns on plan assets have been easier to justify good returns because the markets have been going up. And so you've had a lot of tailwinds with respect to pension accounting in general. And if the pensions are not in good shape now, after, you know, a good economy, a good market, low interest rates, three key things that affect pensions that are outside of management control, you're probably in trouble because we think we're closer to the end of the bull market. We're definitely closer to the end of declining interest rates. We're already seeing those come back up. And, you know, we're closer to the end of sort of the Goldilocks economy. You know, the growth is not going to continue to probably be as robust, at least globally, as we've expected. So we think now's the time to sharpen your pencils and pay attention to pension accounting again, because we think it's going to start mattering more than it has in the past because the tailwinds that we've seen are dissipating.
Help my audience understand if they've decided that they want to look and say, hey, do I have a pension situation that I need to worry about? Where would you tell them to look?
There's three places to look. And this week we'll cover two of them. Next week we'll cover the third. But the main place to look in the beginning is the funded status of the pension. And you can put that in quotes and search a filing for funded status. And it'll take you eventually, you know, there may be funded status written in a lot of places in the filing, but eventually it'll take you to the pension table and it'll show you exactly what the funding status of that pension is, how much it's over or underfunded. In general, pensions are better funded on average across America, but pension funding is still a problem, right? You know, we're still talking about $679 billion of underfunding. And for a lot of companies, the top 10 most underfunded, it represents like 14% of their market cap. So it's not an insignificant number. For some companies, it's more than their market cap. We've got some firms that we found that where the underfunded amount of the pension is greater than the market cap. So the big picture trends are good. The things you want to focus on, underfunded pensions, and then the two things that kind of affect underfunded pensions or the funding of the pension the most that are under management control are two assumptions. One is called the expected return on plan assets, and that's how much money you expect to gain on your pension in the future or make from your pension in the future, right? Clearly, the earnings from the assets in the plan are going to be what fund your liability. And a big part of what goes into determining the liability is the discount rate. A lot of the other assumptions that go into the liability are really actuarial in nature, and there's not a lot of management assumption there. The discount rate, however, is pretty malleable. The higher the discount rate, the lower the liability. The lower the discount rate, the higher the liability. So what you want to do is look at where firms are using numbers, especially higher expected returns on plan assets and higher discount rates, to maximize earnings, minimize liabilities, or you see unusual changes in those values over time, or you see values that they've been using for a while that are just inconsistent with what they've done in the past. That's what you want to focus on. Those are the three things, and we were going to cover the I already talked a bit about the underfunded pension status, but we've got some juicy details on a couple companies with some interesting assumptions around expected returns on plan assets this week.
Okay. So we're going to talk more about this next week. You want to leave us with a taste of, like, who is the poster child for this problem right now?
Yeah, well, on expected return on plan assets, Delta Airlines is basically making money out of their pension plan. They're punching out of their weight class. They're expecting returns on plan assets that are meaningfully higher than what the company's actually achieved in the past. We've got details on that showing what the actual returns on the pension plan are and what the expected returns. And basically, the takeaway from Delta when you read their footnotes, and I'll quote, modest excess return expectations versus some public market indices are incorporated into the return projections based on the actively managed structure of the investment programs and their records of achieving such returns historically. Basically, they're saying their pension managers can outperform the market because they have in the past. They have not in the past. And the idea that an airline is in the business of managing money to outperform the market is a little sketchy.
Yeah, it's not something you want to see. It's something that has gotten airlines in trouble in the past. And it's why funky pension accounting is going to get companies in trouble in the future. So next week, we're going to take this a step further and identify more than Delta Airlines and why there's more trouble here. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us on the show.
You're welcome, Chuck. My pleasure.
David Trainer, everybody. He is the founder and president of New Constructs. And if you want more information on the firm, its list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks, things like this kind of accounting shenanigans and how it plays out, if you want to learn more about the Danger Zone picks, go to newconstructs.com, on Twitter at newconstructs. The Market Call is next. And we'll be talking with Michael Ball from Weatherstone Asset Management when we come back right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.